Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rumors, Money, and Movies. We're the post-game show for the show of shows for the biggest night in all of Hollywood. The 95th Academy Awards in the year 2023. We're doing the same thing we did last year, live episode. If people come, they're going to come. We already have some people in the chat, so we're going to hear from them in a bit. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at rmm_901. If you weren't following us during the show, you messed up. We got views, we got tweets, we got engagement. You're going to look at that. If you want to look at my thoughts on all these films, go back to our last podcast, our Oscars preview show. Kind of nailed a lot of it, kind of didn't, and we'll see. And then we also can follow us on Letterboxd at JABNYRIC. We are talking about the 95th Academy Awards. And what a show it was, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, clocked in at 3 hours and 35 minutes. And the big winners of the night, winning screenplay, directing, supporting actor, supporting actress, and best actress. And then finally, best picture, everything, everywhere, all at once. It wasn't last year. We didn't get a slap. We didn't get Lisa Minnelli having a stroke on stage. We didn't get Amy Schumer and molesting people. This is what the Oscars should have been. I'm pumped. I'm happy. We already have a guest. Q, brother, say whatever you want right now. Floor is yours.
Holy crap. Oh, my God. I didn't expect them to win most of the awards that they were nominated for, especially the acting stuff. I didn't expect them to win Best Picture or Best Director. I saw Ke Huy Quan coming and Michelle Yeoh coming, Jamie Lee Curtis as well, but I did not expect the ending there. And it was up for grabs for Best Actor as well. Brendan Fraser and Austin Butler. I was thinking those two. Brendan Fraser. That was crazy.
Brendan Fraser's back from the dead. It's the year of comebacks. I mean, my overall thoughts on this show, this is what the Oscars should be. Clean, concise. Get it. 3 hours is never going to happen. Get in at 3.5 hours, show all of the awards, which they did. Cut out all the dumb comedy stuff that really people don't really care about. Don't have some shill partisan host. And just let the people talk and let people do their jobs. I mean, I can't complain. Top to bottom, this was a fantastic Oscars. I think the films of themselves were obviously high quality, as I said previously. And then not only were the films high quality, but then I think that the actual show itself, the way it was produced, was also very high quality. And again, I have no problem. I mean, last year we had so many problems. Will Smith, the whole slap thing, was that who was wrong, who was right? Lisa Minnelli having basically a stroke on stage. The In Memoriam being dog shit. The hosts being horrendous, and then obviously Coda winning Best Picture, which was a disgraziazzo. We don't have that this year, though, because honestly, I think all of the awards that were handed out, it's kind of blasé for me to say this, but I think all the awards that handed out, I agree with basically everybody who won, maybe minus one particular category, which we'll get, one really big category that which we'll get to. But I will say is that when Jimmy Kimmel was announced as host, I was worried because I don't like Jimmy Kimmel at all. I don't know who does. And I was reading on Twitter all these people saying, if Jimmy Kimmel gets shot, all these different things. But he actually was kind of funny tonight. And he did say some of his partisan bullshit that no one really wants to hear. But he overall, I didn't have a problem with Jimmy Kimmel. I thought I was going to be pissed off that Jimmy Kimmel was on the show. But I wasn't pissed off that Jimmy Kimmel was on the show. And before we get into the awards section, let me just say that last year, you know who was right on this podcast? Q, were you right on this podcast last year, Q? Let everybody know.
Yeah.
And then our other guy was Matthew, who just joined. I don't know if he can talk yet, but this guy's a G. I love you, Matthew. I love that you pulled up. Don't feel the need to talk right now if you can't. But the same three that were here last year are here this year. This is it now. This is a tradition going forward. You're going to love it. So the first award of the night was for Best Animated Film, which was won by Pinocchio. Guillermo del Toro won. I gotta say, Guillermo del Toro looks unhealthy. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not. He looks like he keeps gaining weight. I don't mean that as a judgment or anything. I'm just saying, kind of scary, to be honest. He doesn't look healthy. That's all I'll say. Then we get into the two big awards right at the start. But that was not a shock. Everyone thought Pinocchio was gonna win. Then we had Ki-Hoon Kwan win for Best Supporting Actor and Jamie Lee Curtis win for Best Supporting Actress. And both, again, played for Everything Everywhere All at Once. I know, Q, you were thrilled when this happened.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about your I know you're a Korean-American. This film won big. I know you love Ki-Hoon Kwan. I know you were gassing this guy up like last year to me. Just talk about
how
happy. Yes, dude. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Talk about how happy you were when these two actors
dude,
won.
Dude, I was in the gym and then I opened up YouTube and I saw that he won. I was tired, but I just you know, he gave me energy there. But I watched his whole speech during working out. It was really happy, and then I just watched it again and I teared up watching it the second time around, because controversial opinion here, but second Indiana Jones is my favorite one. It's the most fun that I had watching all the other Indiana Jones movies compared to everything else. And I love Short Round. You know, I thought that I was Short Round. Like when I was younger, I was like, oh, I'm totally Short Round. I'm going to be Indiana Jones' sidekick, go on adventures with him. And I love the Goonies as well. And I saw him there. And then I just, I never heard of him again. But then recently he's doing his whole comeback thing. And I was looking forward to Everything Everywhere All at Once very much. I kept looking for the digital release because I didn't get to see it in theater, so I could watch it with my parents. Because a big part of the movie is about generational, immigrants in that story as well, especially with Asian American immigrants.
Yeah.
And when we watched it, I reviewed it on Letterboxd as well. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. I didn't like it when I first watched it. It's not that I was disappointed. It was that I felt betrayed when I first watched it. I have to watch it again. I've only watched it once.
Yo, this guy's
parents.
Fighting words, yo. You're fight, yo. They just won big. This is their night.
I know. I gotta watch it again. I'm sure I'll appreciate it if I watch it alone. But the thing is, I said it in my review, but the thing is, I was expecting a movie where there could be a lot of healing between, immigrant parents and children. But this movie, it's very self-gratifying for the children, immigrant children, right? And so it pushes parents away a lot because of the chaotic and, everything, everywhere aspect of it. And my parents hated this movie, and wow, that influenced my experience,
I'm sure,
very much,
yeah,
as well. Very much.
I'm sure.
They understood the themes, but it just, everything, everywhere, all at once, it stopped them from really being able to make a connection with the movie. Mm-hmm. So I gotta watch this by myself. I think I'll enjoy much more if I watch it by myself.
I understand that completely. I mean, Ki-Hoon Kwan was gonna win this award. Everyone knew he was gonna win this award. He was minus 1500. Everyone knew he was gonna win this award. I think
he was the shining beacon of that movie for, I think, all of us.
Of course, he was also deserved the award. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
and,
amazing.
This award was presented by Ariana DeBose and Tony Kutzer, who won the awards for these respective categories last year.
Right.
One thing I'll say about the actual presentation, I prefer when awards are handed out individually, in the sense of have Ariana DeBose come out, give out the award, have her walk off, and then send Tony Koster out. I know why they did them together, because Tony Koster is mute, so they don't want to, I guess they don't want him to do it all by himself kind of thing, which I understand. Mm. But, so we all know that he was going to win. He had a great speech, very emotional. That was one of the highlights of all of award season. Super emotional, wore his emotions on his sleeve. He quoted to say, "This is the American dream." And you said that was, you love this speech. And then Jamie Lee Curtis won for her role. And I was very displeased by this. And I know a lot of people on Twitter, this was one of the only nights where I saw people upset at someone winning an award. And I don't think Jamie Lee Curtis deserved to win this award. I know a lot of people wanted Angela Bassett to win the award. I was quoted as saying, I don't really want her to win the award because of the whole MCU thing. I think Stephanie Hugh was better than, but I do think Stephanie Hugh should have won above her if anybody was going to win. I also think Carrie Condon should have won for her role in Banshee. So I was a little upset about her winning. And this is my one problem with the Oscars, is that, Jamie Lee Curtis is in her 60s. She's a 40-year veteran. She's done a lot in the business. She's never won an Oscar. This is kind of like a lifetime achievement award, which I understand that from that aspect, everyone, because people vote kind of based off who they want to win. But did she really deserve to win an award based off what she did in this part? I don't really think so. And I don't care if, you know, she's like, yeah, she's had a great career, blah, blah, blah. But if you're giving her an award, the person who's the best in that particular category should win the award, you know, not the person who is well-liked. So that's all I'd say on those two. Then we had a performance for Applause from Tell It Like a Woman, which I heard was an ass movie, but the song was actually not bad. They did all the songs. Then we had Navani win for Best Documentary Feature Length Film. And Navani, if you don't know, he's the opposition leader in Russia, so he's having issues. He had an attempted assassination on him. Now he's in prison. And all I'll say is RMM stands with all political prisoners in every country against every nation. That's all I'll add to those speeches. Take that with what you will. And then Irish Goodbye won for Best Live Action Short Film. They sang Happy Birthday to one of the lead actors who has a disability. Cute little moment. I thought it was kind of awkward, but it worked. And then we got to some of the other awards. We got the cinematography, which I loved. This was presented by Jonathan Majors and Michael B. Jordan. What I loved about this was they really broke down how cinema works. They talked about how shots were made, how cinematography works. They broke it down to the audience, I think, in a really easy to understand way. And for me, when you're talking about these movies, people watching these, A, know a lot about, you know more than the average person about movies. And even if they don't know a lot about movies, they still have a passing interest or understanding in it. And I like the fact that it felt like I was watching a film course when Jonathan Majors and Michael B. Jordan went up. So I really like what they did. I like the presentation of the entire thing. One of my favorite moments of the night was when they broke down how cinematography worked. They did the whole Orson Welles trick. Thought it was awesome. If you didn't watch that, please do. One of my favorite moments. Kind of remind me of last year when Kevin Costner went into what directing means to him. Same sort of thing here. All Quiet on the Western Front won. And this is when All Quiet on the Western Front started to win more of these awards. And they won, and I thought that was heavily deserved. I love All Quiet on the Western Front. Everyone knows that. I voted for it for Best Picture. Phenomenal film. Then we had This Is a Life performed, the song from Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I'm like, that song is gas. So if you haven't listened to This Is a Life from Everything Everywhere All at Once, please do. Phenomenal song. Was a lot of fun. And then we had Hair. I'm just going to run through some of these little awards because they're not as relevant. Hair and Makeup won. The Whale, which makes sense. Obviously, Brendan Fraser dressed up as a 600-pound man. Then we had Warner Brothers celebrate 100 years. And so I found this funny because we had two sort of like product placements of the night. We had Warner Brothers with this 100-year celebration. And then we had Disney with Little Mermaid. And I just thought it was funny because I'm like, how much did they pay to have like a... Because both Warner Brothers and Disney were actually like a part of the show. And I'm just wondering how they had to pay for that, right? Because they had to pay for them to present Little Mermaid. And then they had to present for Warner Brothers to do like the 100... Unless they wanted to celebrate 100 years of Warner Brothers. I don't know. Just thought that was funny. Also, Morgan Freeman, I did see you thirsting over Margot Robbie, though. Okay, I saw you looking, dog. You can't hide that from me, boss. If you were watching, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, go look. That man was thirsting. God bless you, Morgan. You're like 90 years old. God bless. Costume, Black Panther won, which I know you're happy about, Q, as a Marvel aficionado.
Yeah, it's one of the better ones for sure in the recent line of Marvel. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. Then Not Too was performed, which is from RRR, an Indian film. This is like TikTok on screen, guys. You go, well, I was like, this is TikTok. Go plug in. Go start scrolling. It was TikTok. I mean, the song, I don't know what they were saying on the song, but they were dancing and it looked cool. So fine. Then we had an Academy Museum commercial, which was fine. And then here's where the part of the night where I started to get a little bit worried about Everything Everywhere All at Once's chances of winning Best Picture. Now, if everybody knows, I voted for All Quiet on the Western Front to win Best Picture, but I picked Everything Everywhere Once to win Best Picture. That was my prediction. So we had international film. We all knew that All Quiet on the Western Front was going to win this award. That was not a surprise. It was nominated for Best Picture. That was kind of the tell that it was going to win Best International Film. We're not really surprised that it won Best International Film. By the way, if you haven't seen All Quiet on the Western Front, please do. It's a fantastic piece of cinema. The next film, also from India. India had a really big night here. Best documentary short, The Elephant Whisperers. I watched that the other day. This is a fantastic film. Go watch it. Beautiful. That is all I can say about it. It's on Netflix, so you can watch it. If you have Netflix. It's only 40 minutes long. It's a beautiful film about humanity and about a relationship with animals. I think it's a really fantastic, for a short film, fantastic. Go watch it. And then we had Best Animated Short Film. That was The Boy, The Mole, The Fox, and the Rabbit. I didn't write. I can't read my own handwriting. What was it?
Horse.
James,
thank
did
you,
you
Matt. Read? Yo, Q, say goodbye to everybody before you leave, boss.
Yeah, I'll be back next year for sure.
Well, now it's a tradition, Q. You guys, you showed up. I want to know, Q, before you leave, just 30 seconds, right? Yeah. Where are all the trollers at? Where are all those guys who were like coming in as Rob? Remember those guys last year that were like saying slurs and pretending to be Robert Downey Jr.?
The Zoom bombers?
Yeah.
They probably got a life now. Yeah, they're doing better stuff.
They're 15 now? They're 15 instead of 14, boys?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, brother, hey.
I think the only thing else I want to say is that I feel like this year the people who deserve to win, I think they won. This was a very fair and it's a very wholesome night. So well, I'm glad.
It's not allowing me to rant a lot because like Coda didn't win. You know, like there's not a lot for me to be upset about because everything should have won.
It was a very happy year for sure.
Yeah. Thank you though. Appreciate you coming on, boss. All right.
Yeah. I'll see you next year.
Hey, for sure.
Okay.
And then so we had a great speech from the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse. Thank you, Matt. And this was a fantastic speech, I got to say, because the first guy went on was very wholesome. The second guy went on, he said, you know, this woman was talking to him, blah, blah, blah. She kind of made like a sexual innuendo thing. And then he said, you know, this woman said you're very brave. You know, you're very brave for doing this. And what she meant by that was that you have to be a brave person to make a film. You have to be a brave person to put on multiple fronts. You have to be brave to wear your personality on your sleeve. You have to be brave in order to, you know, put yourself out there. You have to be brave in order to, you don't know what the final result's going to be, right? This is you telling a deeply personal story that may or may not work in your favor. And I just think that's a really great way to frame film and any art form, really, to put it into perspective for people maybe who don't do it. Like, you need to be really brave to do this. So I thought it was a fantastic speech, a great speech. Then we went to Lady Gaga, who performed yet another one of these songs. She performed Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick. This was also a really good song, but what I got to say is, whoever came up with the staging and cinematography of this was genius. This reminded me a lot of A Star Is Born, the way there's a lot of extreme close-ups of her face, etc., etc. So I thought it was a good song, and B, it was good, looked interesting. And it's funny because this year, I actually liked all the performances. Last year, I hated them because we had Megan Thee Stallion and songs that weren't even nominated and things like that. But it's funny how a year changes, where for some reason last year was so discombobulated with the songs and the comedy, and forget even Will Smith and all that. It just wasn't a good show even without that. Well, this year it was streamlined, it was nice, it was quick, it was to the point, and it was well done and professional. So this was one of them as well, especially when you have Lady Gaga on the show. And we'll talk a little bit later about the ratings for this show. But Lady Gaga was, I think, a very good thing. There was production design, and I wasn't paying attention to these next two awards because I was so focused on potentially it flipping, Best Picture flipping. And that was because coming in, Everything Everywhere All at Once had 11 nominations. All Quiet on the Western Front had 9. Banshees of Inisherin had 9. Elvis had 8. Fablemans had 7. Tar had 6. Top Gun Maverick had 6. Black Panther had 5. Avatar had 4. Babylon, Batman, Triangle of Sadness, and Whale had 3. Living and Woman Talking 2. And the films with multiple wins were Everything Everywhere All at Once with 7. All Quiet on the Western Front with 4. And The Whale at 2. But at this point, it didn't look like that because Everything Everywhere All at Once didn't have most of their awards yet. And this is where production design and score both went to All Quiet on the Western Front. And now you're looking at it, you're saying, wait, they have 4. Now we're worried about, you know, is Best Picture in play? Is Best Screenplay in play? Did the Academy basically turn their back on Everything Everywhere All at Once? Was it too weird for them? Did they get a bad down ballot votes and things like that? So, because at this point, you're like, look, Everything Everywhere All at Once won the 2 acting awards, but we don't know how film editing is going to go. We don't know how best directing is going to go. Maybe something's going to change. And so at this point, I was getting crazy because this was a big swing. So I thought was going to happen this year. And that's when the show got fun for me. Visual effects, Avatar 1. I know everyone knows my opinion of Avatar. Okay. That was for people who listen. Now, they had Elizabeth Banks come on with Cocaine Bear. I don't know why they did that. But the funny part was when she said, trying to score, wait till the after party. Okay. Then we had the weird question stuff where Jimmy Kimmel, because they needed to put Rihanna on stage, so they had all the question stuff. This was my one problem with the show, because if we cut this out, we would have went to 3 hours and 30 minutes on the dot. My problem with this was you could have just went to Warner Brothers, or you could have went to the Disney commercial for Little Mermaid. You didn't have to do this questionnaire bullshit thing. That wasn't funny. It was awkward. Malala, I don't even know if they were prepared for it, because Malala seemed uncomfortable. Colin Farrell kind of ran with it, but then Jessica Chastain, I think she was sick. She had a mask on. I don't know why she had a mask on. Yeah, she didn't. Anyway, she looked like she was like, get the hell out of my face. The whole thing was stupid. So I liked Jimmy Kimmel in the beginning, but then he started pissing me off. Then Rihanna went. And so think about this. Rihanna performed at the halftime show, and then she performed in the main event spot here with her song for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, where she sung Lift Me Up. And so I got to say, I watched the movie, and I kind of said that it wasn't that great. But what a song by Rihanna. This song is an actual banger. I got to say, this song straight gas. And I'm kind of surprised that it didn't win Best Song. I don't know why Not Do won. I mean, I thought it would win, but I didn't want it to win. I think it's a better way to put it. The song's a banger. I'm going to go to Spotify right after this show and start listening to it. I'll tell you. It's a banger from Rihanna. I also saw A$AP Rocky in the crowd. What's up, boss? How you doing? And if anybody tells me A$AP Rocky does not look like Travis Scott, you're a bot. I just want to say that. They look exactly like him and Travis Scott. I just want to say that right now. Then we had the screenplay categories. And the first one was original screenplay, Everything Everywhere All at Once. And Mateo, I know you probably can't talk right now, but what I want you to hear is this. The Daniels started writing Everything Everywhere All at Once back in 2010, boss. They started writing in 2010. So we have hope. We have hope. They won, and that was not a surprise whatsoever. It was original screenplay. I mean, look, they got guys shoving rocks up their butt. They got, you know, bagels. They got people doing martial arts and jiu-jitsu and all this other stuff. So I guess it was pretty original and deserved to win Best Original Screenplay. Best Adapted Screenplay, Women Talking. Not Women Are Talking, Mark Wahlberg. Women Talking, Sarah Polley. If you haven't seen this movie, go see it. It's fantastic. I'm glad it won. There was a lot of whole thing about, you know, Sarah Polley should have been nominated for Best Director. There was a lot of also the United States is down 7-1 to Mexico right now. All right, real quick right here, guys. The World Baseball Classic is a gas. I know this is the Oscar post show, but if you're not watching the World Baseball Classic, go watch, because right now the United States with like Mike Trout, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, Mookie Betts is down 7-1 to Mexico, who yesterday lost to Colombia. What the? I don't even know who's pitching for the U.S. Probably Ben's brother. They don't got Jake DeGrom up in there. I don't even know who's pitching. I got to check. Anyway, that's for later. That's wild, though. But Best Adapted Screenplay, Sarah Polley. It was the right choice. I'm glad she won. There was a whole thing. Should she have been nominated for Best Director? I mean, maybe. But honestly, I don't really have a problem with anybody who's nominated for Best Director. Again, it was the Daniels for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Martin McDonagh for The Banshees, Danny Shannon, Steven Spielberg for The Fabelmans, Todd Field for Tar, and Ruben Östlund for Triangle of Sadness. So I didn't think, you know, who should she have really been above there? Maybe Spielberg? I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's been above Ruben. I don't think she should have been above Todd. I mean, probably maybe she should have been above Ruben. But I'm kind of surprised. I don't really think she deserved to be nominated, though, to be honest with you. She definitely deserved to win this award, but I don't think she deserved to be nominated for Best Director because, frankly, I mean, the film's great, but I don't think it's on that level. But it's the right choice. And I know I sound boring, and I feel like I'm not giving people enough attention here, other than telling you that the World Baseball Classic is gas, because everybody who should have won, won. This is the problem. Lisa Minnelli didn't have a stroke. What do you want me to do? Will Smith did not slap Chris Rock. What do you want me to do? Regina Hall did not sexually assault somebody. What do you want me to do? I'm trying here, but I'm not just going to say some garbage to try to get a hot take. It's terrible. It's not good at podcasting here. podcasting. And Q and Matt, you guys are goats for coming. Everybody else who I sent this to, I still love you, but no, I'm watching. Okay? Laugh a little bit. Life's short. We're all going to die soon. Watch Everything Ever All at Once. That's the main message. Sound went to Top Gun. Whatever their thing was when they were screaming America. Beautiful. Good for Top Gun Maverick. Tom Cruise wasn't here, though. What's wrong with you, dude? Why wasn't Tom? Why? I don't think Tom Cruise showed up because they weren't giving him like a Lifetime Achievement Award. Because think about it. You were nominated for Best Picture, right? So you theoretically could have won the award for Best Picture and went on stage and got a statuette. I guess he didn't want to go up because they weren't going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award for being Tom Cruise. I honestly think him and Jim Cameron looked kind of, unless they had stuff, well, Jim Cameron in it. Maybe Tom Cruise might have been on something, a product, but honestly, he wasn't because he showed up to everything else. You know, he showed up to some of the other stuff. I honestly think that they should have been here, especially Jim Cameron, because you know what, boss? You know, people said, oh, he didn't show up because he wasn't nominated for Best Director. Dog, you shouldn't have been nominated for anything. You're lucky you got nominated for Best Picture. So you should have just showed up because it's like you're not going to show up because you know you're not going to win. You know what I mean? If you're not going to show, here's the thing real quick. If you can't show up because you're on production with something, I understand, right? Actors in the past haven't been able to show up because they're like on production in Germany or something. They kind of know they're not going to win. They've already been nominated. They're in Germany. It's going to cost them 3 days of a shoot. They don't have the money for that. Even more.
James Cameron is shooting Avatars 3 through 11 right now.
That's why he couldn't be there.
Yo, Matt, I'm tired. Don't say some. Say some more stuff for the next 30 seconds.
All right, so I'll give my general view of the night for those listeners out there. I only watched half of the Best Picture nominees, so to keep in solidarity with that decision, I chose to only half pay attention to the Oscars throughout. It was really mid. It made me miss Will Smith slapping people, and that's the only joke I'll make. That's the only joke I'll make out of that. I won't milk it to the extent that Jimmy Kimmel did. I understand that they were trying to like pair up the most horrifying presenters, but I still felt bad for Cocaine Bear when he came out with Elizabeth Banks. And you know, I would say I was satisfied with most of the people that won. Like, I didn't like Everything Everywhere All at Once, but at least it was interesting. At least it was unique. A lot of the Oscar movies are just like, they're well-made movies, but they're not interesting. They don't do anything interesting. They're just kind of sanitary, well-shot, well-acted movies. And I would say a majority of these were also. But Everything Everywhere All at Once actually had, you know, a unique story, unique production design. I think it should have won that probably and didn't. But, I mean, it's nothing I could be overly mad about. I was happy that Brendan Fraser won. Oh, was that a spoiler? We didn't get to that yet. Well, sorry.
Hey, Matt, slow down here. Well, I got to ask you, though. I got to ask you real quick. It took the Daniels like 12 years to make Everything Everywhere All at Once. I mean, that must have been pretty there's something about 12 years, right? Art Spiegelman, 12 years.
I know. Years. And they were writing about people shooting mustard out of hot dog fingers. So imagine what we're going to achieve.
Dude, hey, you know what, Matt? Let's say it right now. What is it? In 2031, at 2030, hey, Matt, stay with me, boss. Stay with me real quick. 2030, Point Blank's going to, the book's going to be published, but the movie's going to come out. That's going to be us on that stage, boss. I guarantee, that's a guarantee.
Best adapted screenplay. At the very least, I would hope. I wonder if the people who signed in on for Everything Everywhere All at Once expected, like, there's no way Jamie Lee Curtis thought this would be the role she would win for.
No. I mean, because I read that they wanted Jackie Chan at first, and he, like, said no or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was supposed to play Michelle Yeoh's role.
Oh, seriously? Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I also think it's funny about Everything Everywhere All at Once that you said it's original. I mean, I a lot of people I know, like, Q said he didn't like it. I know I wasn't really crazy about it, but I do agree with you. It's like weird because even though we didn't like it, we both agree like it should have won screenplay. It should have won these awards. But did you think Jamie Lee Curtis should have won for supporting actress? Did you have a problem with that or not really?
I mean, I thought she was like one of the worst parts of the movie, to be honest. I don't think her acting was bad per se. I think that's in line with what the directors probably wanted of the character. But to me, it's like a stupid role, not really deserving of accolade at this level. I wouldn't have given it to Angela Bassett for Black Panther either, personally. I mean, she was fine. She was good, but I think that people too often think that screaming a lot translates to good acting, and I think she's a great actress, but she also wasn't in the movie a whole bunch,
So
which I
overlooked.
know that also doesn't necessarily mean a lot because Anne Hathaway won for Les Mis, and she's not really in that movie, and I think she's deserved that award. So, and then was the woman from Banshees of Inisherin was nominated for this category?
Yeah, Kerry Condon.
I probably would have given it to her out of
Yes,
what I
sir.
saw. She was good.
Yes, sir, baby, Kerry Condon. So then we had Song and RRR won. And so what I found was funny was, so Natu. And the guy who won this award, I know a lot of people don't really watch the Golden Globes, but he also won at the Golden Globes, M.M. Keravani. And at the Golden Globes, he got played off stage. He was talking for so long. It was awkward. It was clunky. It wasn't a very good speech. Here, he was singing the tunes to Carpenters while also accepting his speech. So he had the speech of the night to me, Matt. I don't know if you were paying attention to this speech because I know you said you only half paid attention, but this was like one of the top 5 moments of the night for me.
I did not to pay attention to that part.
Then we had the In Memoriam. And so what I'll tell everybody is, I love you, John Travolta. I absolutely love John Travolta. It was a fantastic, fantastic In Memoriam. I gotta call time out though, real quick. How do you not have Charlize Theron Craig in the In Memoriam? She literally is the lead actress in Triangle of Sadness that was nominated for 3 awards tonight. How is she not in the In Memoriam? I
Yeah.
that was that
Well,
that was terrible.
did you scan the QR code?
Oh, yeah. Did you scan
That
the
was I wouldn't know because I was only half paying attention as I seen, but I was with friends. One of them was like, "Man, some of these people only they get a whole page. Could you imagine just getting like half the screen?" I'm like, I'd be satisfied with half the screen. And then it ends with the QR code. It's like, oh, for the unimportant people we don't care about, you could scan here.
Dude, that was, I mean, all serious, I agree with you, but in all seriousness, it's like, she's literally, you literally showed video of her when you highlighted Triangle of Sadness for the best picture bios. You showed her. I don't understand how you don't put her in the In Memoriam.
Yeah, that seems like an oversight.
It's like, what is wrong with you? So anyway, though, I just love, I also just love John Travolta. Can we, one thing is, Brendan Fraser got to come back. Michelle Yeoh had to come back. Ki-Hoon Kwan. Can we get John Travolta? I want to see John Travolta. Just give him one more role. Matt, that's all I ask. Give him one more role. I'll leave it at
I
that
think
for
he
now.
will. I could definitely see him making a comeback.
He's
But you're
up.
right, this is the year of the comeback. That's why it was nice to watch. It was a wholesome award show, like your friend said.
Yeah. And then film editing, Everything Everywhere All at Once won. Directing, Everything Everywhere All at Once won. And I think that they deserve to win. No one's really complaining. Everyone kind of knew they were going to win. My one issue with this was again with the presenters. I think, truthfully, I honestly, best director should be done by a director. No disrespect to Nicole Kidman and Idris Elba. If you want them to do another award, they can. But best director should be presented. And I understand maybe they didn't want Jane Campion after she was kind of an. She's a little off the rails, but still, a best director should, in my opinion, Matt, I think a director should present this award to another director. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I would would I have Everything Everywhere All at Once win Best Direction? Maybe. See, I think it definitely should win Best Editing. Best Direction though is like the movie is so I understand is kind of the point that it's so scattered, but it's so unordered. You know what I mean? I didn't know that I would give it Best Direction. I would actually maybe consider Banshees of Inisherin for Best Direction because to me, that was such a boring, stupid story. But the acting was amazing, and it's still like everyone put their heart into it, even though it was this stupid ass, terrible story. Like, if I read that screenplay, no way would I think that was getting nominated for Academy Awards, and yet they pulled it together.
Yo, Matt, you want to become the host? You're first of all, yes, it was boring, but the whole point of like artists are remembered, poets are remembered, singers are the existential question of like how you're remembered in the world, you know? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it didn't have to be stretched out to that degree. It was also just like, I mean, thematically fine, execution questionable. The guy who's cutting off his finger seems a little dramatic to me.
The donkey should have got best supporting actor, I'll tell you.
The donkey must have been so confused when they brought it on stage. I was worried about that.
That was
Like,
out. We should have mentioned that. That was animal abuse. That donkey looked so upset and confused.
so confused. Who was the woman who was confused last year?
Lisa Minnelli, bro.
They should do a category next year for most confused Oscar presenter, like person on the Oscar stage. There's two nominees.
Yeah, I remember last year they did fan moment and
Yeah, where's the fan moment? Can we bring back the fan moment? I mean, they couldn't do it this year because Marvel and DC have been making crap too. So, like, even worse than usual. So, they couldn't support any of that. Oh,
no
actually, let
fan.
me bring up the, you talked about earlier, the Disney trailer in the middle of this was wild. That was crazy. Showing, it's like going to the movies now. They're showing trailers before the awards.
Well, what about the Warner Brothers thing? They had Ezra Miller in it. I'm like, they don't give a shit, these people.
I mean, that man's still getting a whole ass movie.
That
They
man is committed.
canceled. I don't understand. I don't know how. Put him in an asylum at this point.
He needs to go to Arkham Asylum, boss.
Honestly, that better be the post-credit scene of The Flash. We find out they finally arrested him.
Oh my God, Matt. Last thing I'll say about the director category is Todd Field hasn't directed a movie in 15 years. He looked so uninterested whenever they brought him up or like brought it, anything about him up, but he looked like an absolute dog. Cowboy hat, shades on. Todd Field's a goat for that getup he was wearing. Absolute goat for that. But best, I don't care about all these women wearing like $9,000 dresses from Prada. Todd Field's my G right there. Thank you, Todd. Then we had best actor and best actress. They didn't mess up the order this year, Matt. They went actor, actress, best picture.
Well, how about when they did best picture? Wait, what did they do? Best actress, best picture, best actor, or was it best picture, best actress, best
Yeah, best
actor?
picture, best actress, best actor.
That was a decision.
So Jessica Chastain won last year for best actress, so she was gonna do best. So usually what they do is the person who wins best actress does best actor. The person who wins best actor does best actress. They combine supporting actor and supporting actress. And then here they also combine best actress, best actor, which I didn't like at all. I much rather would have had Jessica Chastain do best actor, but then they weren't going to let Will Smith do best actress. So then I would have probably have just let either another nominee from last year, like Andrew, whoever was nominated last year. I can't think of it, Andrew Garfield or somebody else who was nominated last year do it. Instead, they had Halle Berry, which I don't know where she came from because she hasn't been nominated in 20 years, and Jessica Chastain do it together. I just thought that was a really clunky presentation for the award. So then, Brendan Fraser won for The Whale, which that's like one of the only movies I haven't seen because I'm not buying The Whale for $20. I'll rent it for $6. I'll whatever. I'm not buying it for $20, so I haven't seen it yet. That's on me. I heard his performance was good, but the movie was bad. I'm really shocked. I know he was the favorite. I'm still shocked Austin Butler didn't win, though. I gotta be honest.
I'm glad that Brendan Fraser got it over Austin Butler.
Explain yourself.
Elvis was a schmuck movie. He's the only good part of it. I mean, that's what it seemed like The Whale is too. But I just, I mean, who's not a sucker for a comeback story?
You just don't like Elvis, too. That's the problem.
I mean, I'm fine with Elvis, but Austin Butler, he's playing into it too much. He like thinks he is Elvis now. Like, you got to move on to other rules. You got to be in Dune too, still. So
oh, I know. It's like 8 months away, dude. It's literally like 8 months away.
I know. I forgot that's coming out this year.
Thank God. What else we got
Let's
here?
see if that gets nominated.
Oh yeah, absolutely, dude. It's gonna run it back. I mean, it won like all of these awards last year. It's gonna win them again. But
It'll still be the second best space epic to come out this year after Rebel Moon.
they gotta do fan movie next year so Zack Snyder can win back to back.
They'll bring it back for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just one thing I will, I mean, I haven't seen it, but I mean, it's hard for me to say, but I just would say about Austin Butler, he completely changed his voice. He sounds exactly like him. He's saying his own lyrics. Part of me is like, he really wasn't that good of an actor in it, but I just have a soft spot. I'm just surprised because Lisa Marie died and everything. I just thought they were going to give it to him. But then we
Well,
had Beth.
Chadwick Boseman died and he didn't get it.
Well, that's true. I don't know, though. It's Elvis, though. And this is, I don't know. I'm just surprised. I just thought that would have been a. That would have been a very old school Oscars win, and I just thought they were going to do at least one of those old school Oscar wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't even think I don't. The only person I think that was upset they didn't win tonight was Angela Bassett. She was pissed, dude. I don't know if you saw the. She was like,
I didn't. That's funny.
She was like, "Damn, really? That Jamie Lee Curtis won? Everybody else seems like fine."
I mean, that's fair. It'd be embarrassing to lose to that.
Hot dog fingers and shit.
Yeah. I'm starting to remember why I didn't like the movie.
Yo, what's better? What's better? Everything Everywhere All at Once or Point Blank? 3, 2, 1.
Point. Nothing.
You said it. You just said it. And it's better than a movie that won Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing, Best Director, and Best Picture.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how it happened, but good for them.
And then we had Best Actress. This was historic because I did think Michelle Yeoh should have won. But it's historic because she's only the second Asian actress to be nominated for an award. People are saying she's the first identifying Asian actress. She's the second.
Who was the first?
Merlin Olburn, back in like 1935.
Why is there... What is the point
of contention?
She
hid the fact that she was Asian. She like lied that she was Asian.
Okay.
So people are saying she wasn't really. I'm like, just she was Asian. That's not completely confusing. Anyway, the fact that it took like almost 100, you know, 90 years to get another actress to be nominated, not even win, to get another Asian actress nominated is kind of ridiculous. But Michelle Yeoh did win. I think it was deserved. I thought I was going to, I mean, the toss-ups tonight were the genuine toss-ups tonight. Everything else was kind of a lock, and most awards usually are a lock. But the genuine toss-ups tonight were Best Supporting Actress, nobody knew for sure who was going to win, and Best Actor. This was a neck-and-neck race until the end when Michelle Yeoh just kind of took over, and I think she got a lot of the this is history vote. I don't, again, I don't want to be like, I'm not saying that she only won. Let me rephrase. She won because she deserved to win. But it did not hurt her case that she would have been hit. She was making history by being the first Asian woman to win. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what your thoughts on this are, Matt.
I was told today that there was a tweet of some kind that was saying, like, Cate Blanchett has been nominated multiple times or won multiple times or whatever. I don't know what the statistics were. Like, let's give it to Michelle Yeoh. And then Michelle Yeoh, like, retweeted it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Which is...
That's highly illegal. That's because you're not allowed to like mention. They changed the rules like 15 years ago, so you're not allowed to mention other films. You're not allowed to mention anybody else when you campaign.
Well, she did.
You could tell that meant a lot to her, though. She really wanted to win this award for sure.
No, she did. I'm glad she won it. I just thought that was funny.
But also, I love the fact that they tried. They literally hid the entire show. They like never showed Andrea Riseborough. Like, you wouldn't even know she was nominated.
Maybe she was with Tom Cruise and James Cameron.
She was there, dude, and they put her all the way in the corner. But, hey, it is what it is. Then we had Best Picture. Everything Everywhere All at Once again. I picked All Quiet on the Western Front. Everything Everywhere All at Once was third on my ballot. I'm sure that was a lot of people either had Everything Everywhere All at Once 1, 2, 3 on their ballot. And Everything Everywhere All at Once did end up winning the biggest prize in all of Hollywood. I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, I don't think it was the best movie of the year. I think it was a bit overrated. I gave it 3 stars on Letterboxd. I don't think it was that great, but it was original, deserved the nomination. Look, this isn't Coda. We don't need to get on, right, Matt? This isn't Coda, or is this Coda level for you?
No. This I'm like I didn't. I personally didn't like this movie, but I understand why people did. It's a good movie for people who are unimaginative.
You good, boss? You good?
Yeah, no.
This man's literally trying. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so it's not Coda, and it's not Nomadland, and it's not Green Book, and it's not Shape of Water, Moonlight. Let's go through the... Yo, Matt,
those are all terrible movies, to be honest. They're awful movies.
Oh, my God. What are you taking out of the... I mean, because Parasite was okay. But what do you... gun to your head. What do you... You have to watch one movie for the rest of your life. Parasite...
Give me my options. No, I hated Parasite, too. So you can
oh, you hated... It. Okay, so here are your options. Moonlight, Shape of Water, Green Book, Parasite, then Nomadland, and Coda. What are you picking?
See, I might take Parasite. I don't like it at all. If everything ever all at once was an option, I'd take that, to be honest.
And that's what I mean. It's way better than those.
Yeah, it is. It is much better. But it's crazy when you line up all of those up and realize, like, I mean, there's been some terrible winners. Like, some of the nominees that didn't win are good still, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, I really like some of them. But
yeah,
the ones that actually won, man, they pick them wrong.
No, I mean, we've talked about this privately. I'll say it again here. There hasn't been a genuinely good Oscar year since, like, 2015. Because all these other years, like, half the Best Picture nominees were terrible. And this year, and I said it on the preview show, I watched all 10. There wasn't, I mean, Avatar was whatever, Top Gun was whatever, but even them, I could kind of, like, accept them for what they are. But there wasn't any movie where I was like, this is actual dog crap, terrible, terrible, terrible. It felt like the first year where, like, finally, these are films I actually get behind. So I commend people for actually nominating interesting films like Women Talking, Triangle of Sadness, All Quiet on the Western Front, that are very good. So I think the Oscars are
back. I mean, I think it's still questionable that Top Gun and Avatar were there. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, Elvis, too.
They got to sell money. They replaced Fan Fiction Award or whatever it was.
Just throwing them in here. But to be honest, like, I feel like Everything Everywhere All at Once got to the point where it was so mainstream that it kind of could have brought people in. Obviously not to the same degree as those, but...
No. I mean, look, I agree with you, but, like, I also understand, like, there's a certain level, and people view it as, like, you need to reach a certain level of popularity or, like, relevancy in order to get nominated, you know? Like, if no one gives a shit about you as a movie, you shouldn't be nominated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is why I was so surprised that, like, Women Talking and some of these other movies got nominated.
The Fablemans, David Lynch cameo at the end.
He's your boy?
I just thought I'd bring up my guy. They should have nominated him for Best Supporting Actor. Man, steals the show. Well, the Fablemans, I said I didn't watch most of these. I did watch The Fablemans. That was a very... I think they just nominate Steven Spielberg when they run out of ideas. They're like, oh, he made one this year. Let's throw him in.
That kid, I did not like that kid at all. Who played him?
You didn't like the kid?
That kid, dude. If I met him at a bar, I'd be like, get out of my face, bro.
You'd bully him, like in the movie.
I didn't say I'd bully him. I just tell him, get out of my... Hey, I'll see you already. I'll see you later.
Bye. I'd bully him. That movie, I liked the parts where he was filming. I like the parts about the movies themselves, and then
yeah, it's like you, man. It's like you behind the his girlfriend, dude.
Yeah, no, but then you get like the whole subplot about his mom cheating that becomes not the subplot, but like the main plot.
Yeah,
and I'm just not what I signed up for.
The whole Jesus girl and that random
was so much, way too much.
So the last three speeches, I should check. Brendan Fraser's was good because, you know, he's like, look, thank you for remembering me. Comeback story. Michelle Yeoh's was good because she talked about how, you know, this means a lot for the Asian community, how, like, don't give up on your dreams, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the Daniels were up like 11 times. So we kind of got the idea about their speeches. One thing. So I didn't like Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, look, Jimmy Kimmel was a better host than the women last year. I don't really like Jimmy Kimmel. I know you don't really like Jimmy Kimmel. Wendy Kimmel. What the hell is the guy's name?
Jimmy Jimmel.
Yeah. But at the end, he started annoying me, especially at the end when he was like, thank you to all of the people. I mean, I had no problem. Thank you to the producers. Thank you to this. Thank you to that. But then he was like, I'll be back on my show tomorrow. Like, shut up, dude. Like, this is not a time to promote yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? I hated that.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy him. Honestly, the year when they just didn't have a host was kind of, I liked that, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got to draw ratings, though.
That's true. But get, like, Conan to do it or something.
Yo, where's Joey Diaz at? Where's Dave Chappelle at, yo? That's who I need. I need Bill Burr.
That would be good. I'll get Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, better than Stephen Colbert, though. Oh, my. I would. If Stephen Colbert was on stage, and I mean this in no uncertain terms, I want, quote me on this. I do not care. I honestly hope people quote me on this. If I was nominated and Stephen Colbert was on stage, the minute he made a funny joke, I would have Will Smith'd his ass. No exaggeration. That guy is such a let's move on, because the things I would say about that man are like horrendous. So, was this an improvement of the not everything all considered, the nominees, the actual show itself, the presentation, better than last year? I'm assuming, Matt.
Let me do a quick reminder of what was up last year. But I mean, in terms of the show, yeah, it was better than last year. Was it as entertaining? No. Were the movies better this year? I didn't see all of them. I would say on average, yes. But my favorite movies of last year, I liked more than my favorites this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, again, I thought the movies this year were so strong. I thought this was the first Oscar that really felt like the Oscars since 2015, honestly, so 8 years. What I'll say is that ended with Best Picture, good. They cut out all the dumb shit with, like, you know, like all like the dumb comedy stuff that just added time to the show, which wasn't needed. Check. They showed all of the awards live. Check. And guess what? It was the same amount of time as last year. Great. They actually played the right songs. Check. They had good theme to the show. I would have maybe changed the ordering a little bit. Like, I would separate Best Supporting Actor and Best Supporting Actress. Definitely, I would separate those two for sure. I would change a little bit up with the presentations, like I said, with Director and Best Actor and Best Actress. But like you said, Matt, last year, end with the best. Go Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Picture. They followed that, which was perfect. So I'd say overall, a very good show. I you know, there wasn't a lot to be upset about, at least for me tonight.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I would agree.
And so as we wrap up here, any final thoughts, Matt? You know, anybody you want to... You're unhinged tonight, so anything you want to say, go.
Oh, man, I don't know what to say. Let's see, what was my favorite movie? I didn't watch any movies this last year. I watched old movies instead. But the Batman should have been nominated for Best Picture.
You don't even believe that.
No, I liked the Batman was good. And look, if Top Gun Maverick and Avatar The Way of Water were nominated, the Batman should have been nominated.
That's true. Well, the Batman got some nominations, didn't win anything.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to win anything.
Again, final thoughts for me, guys. Finally, we have an actual Best Picture winner that's not horrendous. I agree with basically everything other than obviously Best Supporting Actress I didn't love. I mean, Best Actor, give or take. But I just think overall, good year, good nominees, good show. Can't really complain. This is what the Oscars should be. A little bit of film knowledge. Honoring the art of cinema, understand that people like film, having it streamlined, cut out all the bullshit. This to me is like what the Oscars should be. Don't try to be anything more or less than this. And I think that the ratings are going to, you know, this year just felt like a bigger deal. They had a lot of pre-show stuff, did the ABC. Last year got 15 million. And I know last year probably got a, you know, the ratings are like kind of weird because, you know, you had a lot of stuff going on with the Will Smith's thing. I actually think this show, I would be shocked if it got anything lower than 20 million. I really would. I think we're going to look at 21, 22 million viewers, tuning into ABC tonight to watch the 95th Academy Awards. That's just my opinion.
This was the 95th?
Yeah, man.
100. They better be back on track for 100.
Well, I mean, 100 is going to be, you know, they're going to delay releases so they can win the 100. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. We got to move up the timeline with Point Blank.
5 years from now, we're going to let's hold our horses, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll let you finish the show. Go ahead.
Well, Matt, you were a hell of a guest. One thing I didn't want to say to you, Matt, is, and to the audience, we were going to make you like a blockbuster correspondent, but Marvel has been so terrible, we're not even going to cover it anymore. So I don't even think you're going to use that title anymore, man.
Well, no, yeah, that's the thing. I'm as the blockbuster correspondent, I stopped going myself to see the blockbusters. So until they get good enough for me to go to the theater again, I won't be fulfilling my duties.
Well, we're gonna have you back on for Dune.
Oh, I look forward to it. The 100%. Same crew as last time, I hope.
Locked in, dude. Locked in. And we gotta get you a letterbox, dude. We gotta get you a letterbox.
Oh man, that's gonna be unhinged.
Yeah, it was a good Oscars, guys. We didn't have any of the trolls like we did last year. I don't know what happened. I posted it on Twitter. We didn't get any of those trolls, dude. We didn't get any of those trolls.
Damn. I know. I kind of wish we got some of them, actually.
They were funny. They were good.
They were. They were good for entertainment value.
I mean, it's honestly, this show mirrors the Oscars. Last year, the Oscars had Lisa Minnelli having a stroke. They had Regina Hall assaulting people. They had Will Smith slapping people. And we had guys saying racial slurs and, like, catfishing people. And this year, the show was clean and our show was clean. So.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah, well, that was Matt, planned.
It was The Matrix is real. One thing I will say is when Everything Everywhere All at Once, when they were like, the Daniel said this is The Matrix, I'm like, shut up.
Did they say that?
They were like, it's like, we're thinking of it being like The Matrix, but like funny or something, or some dumb thing, like something plus The Matrix, you know?
It's like, yeah.
But anyway, thanks that we listen to Rumors, Money, and Movies for Q, for Matt. I can't believe it worked at the exact same. These two guys are G's, guys. I just want to thank you, Q. Q, last year, Q showed up and then left within 20 minutes. This year, Matt pulled up and just read the show home. This is going to be a tradition now, dude. This is literally it. I don't think you guys understand. Now it's locked in. 2 years in a row, we're doing this again. You know that, right?
I'll be there.
So, again, Matt, thank you so much for coming on, dude. You are the G. Absolute, really fun time talking to you. For everybody who listened to RMM, thank you so much. If you're a first-time listener, we are going on a plane that people do not understand. This is going to be a legitimate show. Hop on while the getting's good. If you're every episode listener, thank you so much. I was telling people I was a little bit nervous for the Oscars today. You know why? This is the pinnacle of the show to me. Unless we get a massive interview, this is as big as the podcast can get. We are a film discussion podcast. This is the biggest show of the year for film. We are piggying back off of that. This is where legacies are made. History is made. People remember this forever and ever. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm James Bastone. For Matt joining the show, for Q joining the show, you will listen to Rumors, Money, and Movies. Thank you so much. And until next time, we will see you soon.